We continue today in our second installment of the pre-Pesach Seder Insights, and we find ourselves in the second section of the Seder, the section of Urchatz. On a halachic level, we wash our hands prior to karpas, prior to taking part in the vegetable dipped in salt water, to recreate or to mimic a practice that is no longer really observed on a day-to-day level, which is the following. That under normal circumstances, when the Jewish people were careful with the laws of ritual purity and impurity, any object, or I should say any food item which comes in contact with liquid, has the ability to receive ritual impurity. Therefore, if one were to be ritually impure and were to touch a vegetable or a food item that became wet, under certain circumstances, one could technically transmit that tumah, that ritual impurity, to the food item as well. So therefore, in karpas, skipping to tomorrow, which we'll focus on more tomorrow, we take the vegetable, we dip it into the salt water, we'll speak about that symbolism later on, and therefore we wash our hands prior to partaking of that vegetable dipped in salt water. The process we call Urchatz. This is not like the washing that we do later on in the Seder before partaking of matzah, which is the washing that we are more familiar with before the consumption of bread, but this is Urchatz. And again, The Gemara understands that in general, the nature of this practice is Kadesh Yishlo Tinokos. There are many things that we do over the course of the Pesach Seder, not as much because of their inherent value, but because they represent an aberration from the norm. They represent a departure from the way we normally conduct ourselves. Why do we want to do things which are a departure from our normal behaviors? In order to encourage the children to ask questions. The goal of the Seder night is that the children should not just ask once Manishtana, but they should be asking Manishtana what is different about this night throughout the Seder. The rabbis understood that eliciting questions from the children is the best way to engage them in the learning process. As such, we do this strange washing, Kedei sheyishalu hatinokos. Ultimately, again, in order that the children should go ahead and ask, Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halilos. What is different about this night than all other nights? And that question allows us ultimately to launch into the narrative about the Egyptian servitude and ultimately redemption. So in his Perish on the Torah, the Darkei Moshe, written by the Moshe Isserles, discusses a fascinating idea. He says, Efshar lomar, another reason for Urchatz, the Sipor ha'agada havi kamo tefila. He says something quite beautiful over here. He said it's quite possible that there's another reason why we wash our hands, because the retelling of the Exodus narrative, the recitation of the Haggadah, he says, has the status almost of like a prayer experience. It's tefillah, shadom misaprim kavod hakel, ushevachav yisale, because we speak of, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about the greatness of God, we retell the incredible miraculous activity of God, and as such, says the Darkei Moshe, lochin tzarech netilah, therefore one has to wash. So this is a really dramatic idea, the Darkei Moshe, and again he's talking from, this is a halachic commentary, is explaining that the Haggadah is not just simply a recitation, that the Haggadah may actually have the status of tefillah, may have the status of prayer. And the same way, before we pray, we wash our hands. We wash our hands as a way of preparing ourselves, ultimately, again, for this dialogical connection, this prayer-filled connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before we launch into the formal Haggadah, before we launch into Magid, to the mitzvos of the night, we wash our hands, preparing ourselves for this incredible experience. The Darkei Moshe is teaching us is something amazing, which is the same way that tefillah, prayer, represents a unique and intimate relationship with Hashem, the Seder represents that same experience as well. Now, the intimate relationship is a little bit different, because in prayer, it's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the Seder, hopefully, again, there's a whole group of people, but each of us experiencing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own way, based on who we are and what we are. And so to prepare ourselves for this incredible rendezvous with the Divine, to prepare ourselves almost for like this prayer-like experience, the Darkei Moshe says, we go ahead and we wash our hands. And I was so taken by this idea of the Darkei Moshe, because often when we think about the Pesach Seder, we think about the Haggadah, we think about it much more as a learning experience. It's about Talmud Torah. We're learning. There's a mitzvah, the Gadat Labincha, to retell our children, to retell our friends, to retell ourselves the Exodus narrative. And so we're learning about the experience together. But the Daki Moshe is saying is something so much more. It's not just about learning. Yes, of course it is learning, but it's also a prayer-like experience. It's tefillah, that it's through the Haggadah, through Pesach, that we have the ability again to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to pour our hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to request things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank us, to thank Him for what He has given us, but ultimately again perhaps to also discuss with Him in which ways we are deficient, the nature of our personal enslavement, the nature of our lives, that which is great and that which is challenging. This is the Seder, not simply learning, not simply recounting, not simply retelling, but a beautiful prayer-like dialogical experience where we get to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak to God with our own words, but also with the words of the Haggadah. There's another beautiful insight that's brought down about Or Chatz. You know, I mentioned yesterday that I'll be sharing some of the insights from the Haggadah of Rav Avram Aaron Friedman, who was the Rav of Chop. And he also brings down a beautiful insight in one of the four commentaries that he has on the Haggadah. The commentary is titled in the Pe'er Aaron. And he writes the following, quotes the Arizal, who says, Yesh lomar shu zecher li Avram Avinu. That in fact, Or Chatz ultimately, again, is to be reminiscent of Avram. To how is Or Chatz reminiscent of Avram Avinu? He says, Sha'amar yukach na ma'atmayim v'rachatsu raglechem. Avram Avinu, remember again, this is in Parshas Vayera, where right after Avram Avinu has his bris milah, he's sitting outside the tent, waiting for guests, pining, to go ahead and perform the mitzvah of hachnasas arachim, hospitality. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him the three angels, the three angelic emissaries. They're not there just to eat Avram Avinu's food. The truth is, each of them are there for their own mission. And Avram Avinu invites them in, not realizing that they're angels, thinking that they're just simple, regular guys. He invites them in. So again, and Avram Avinu, as he invites them in, says to them, Yukach na ma'at mayim. Let me give you a little bit of food. Yukach na ma'at mayim, let me give you a little bit of food. V'rachatsu raglechem, wash off your feet. So Rashi HaKadosh says, why does Avram Avinu tell them to wash off their feet? Because he thought that they were nomadic Arabs who worshipped the dust of their feet. Avram Avinu doesn't want Avodah Zarah in his home. And as such, he goes ahead and he tells them to wash their feet. Ubischus ze, Rachatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu osanu migilule Mitzrayim, kimuvor b'medrash. And because Avram Avinu was ultimately, again, meticulous, that his guests should wash off any idolatry before they came into his home, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleansed us, He washed us of the idolatry of Egypt. And I think that there's two beautiful lessons here that could be understood. That so first of all, this relationship between Or Chatz, we wash, because Avram Avinu told his guests to wash off their idolatry before ultimately coming into his home. Two profound lessons I think we learn from the Pe'er Aaron. Lesson number one is the need. You know, we all have impurities. We all have deficiencies. We all have faults. And a lot of times when we think about growth, we often assume growth is about taking things on. Growth is about dynamic, forward-moving activity. But the truth is, we all know that the first step in growth is really going ahead and identifying the things that are holding me back and letting go of those things, getting rid of those things, detaching myself from those things. That's what Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu said, my dear guests, if we're going to have a meaningful experience together, if we're going to share bread together, share theology together, share spirituality together, if I'm going to open up my home and open up my life to you, you have to rid yourselves of that which is negative, that which is impure, and that which is holding you back. And as such, the Pe'er Aaron tells us that that's why we also do Or Chatz. If tonight, if the Leil HaSeder is to be a night of incredible growth, a night of incredible elevation, it's not just enough to think about what we're going to do in a positive, forward-moving, dynamic way. But we each have to do a little bit of soul-searching, like we spoke about yesterday in the Kaddish, a little bit of soul-searching, a little bit of introspection, and to identify what's holding me back in life. What are the things that are shackling me to mediocrity? What are the things that are holding me in place? What are the things that sometimes cause me to constantly spin my wheels? And Or Chatz, I have to be ready to wash it away. I have to be ready to let go of it. I have to be ready to disassociate from it. That's Or Chatz. Just like Avram Avinu washed away the idolatry from the threshold of his home, we must wash away the idolatry, the negativity that is sometimes present in our lives as well. But there's one more lesson. Avram Avinu would not allow the negative influences into his home. Because at the end of the day, the home is the epicenter of one's spirituality. This is important. People sometimes think it's the shul, it's the Beis Medrash, that's the epicenter of holiness for the Jew. And it's not true. It's the bias. It's the home. The home is where we raise our family. The home is where we raise ourselves. The home is the place where we come to refuge, sometimes when the world gets just a little bit crazy. But in order for that home to be a proper spiritual epicenter, I have to be careful about the influences that I'm allowing into my threshold. You know, sometimes when we're out in the world, we often can't control what we're exposed to. We sometimes can't control what we see, we can't control what we hear, and sometimes we can't control the people who come into our orbit. But we must be vigilant to control the influences that come, which come into our home. We must be vigilant to ensure that the avodah zarah, the idolatry, which doesn't just mean idolatry, but it means the negative influences of the world, do not penetrate into the home. Do not cross the threshold. That's what Avraham Avinu said. I want to have you in my home. I want to make you part of my extended family, but I can't have your avodah zarah in my house. The avodah zarah has to be left out because the home has to be the epicenter of purity, the epicenter of holiness. And as we come to the Pesach Seder and we begin to think about our newfound freedom and this new chapter in our lives, we have to take a hard look at our homes. Are our homes bastions of holiness? What do we allow into our homes? What influences do we allow in our homes? What do we allow ourselves to see, to watch, to experience? Are they dvarim shebikdusha? Are they holy? Or is it, God forbid, things that erode the very fabric of holiness within our homes? That's Orchatz. And as such, again, from this little ceremonial washing, we come out with three profound ideas. Lesson number one, the Darkei Moshe, teaches us that the Haggadah, the Pesach Seder, is not simply a learning experience. It's a prayer experience. It's a dialogical experience. It's our opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we listen carefully enough, it's our opportunity to hear back from Him. The Orchatz offers us the opportunity to introspect and to identify the avodah zarah that might be in my life. And how do I wash it away? How do I get rid of it? Because I can only move forward, not only through positive, dynamic, forward-moving activity, but I have to wash away the things which are holding me back. And lastly, from Orchatz we learn the need to go ahead and make sure that we don't let the impurities of the world cross over the threshold of our home. Avraham Avinu was welcoming to everyone, but to enter into the Abrahamic tent, you have to leave the negative baggage behind. Each of us has a home, Baruch Hashem, and our homes are our own Abrahamic tents. The same way that Avraham Avinu ensured that only beautiful and positive influences would cross the threshold of his home, we must strive to do the same. And in the event that Chas V'Shalom, there is some impurity that has penetrated the threshold, Orchatz comes along and tells us, find the courage, find the strength to wash away the negativity, to wash away the impurity, to wash away the avodah zarah. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, and Amir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Karpas.